escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
You know, I mean, I've described the series as we kind of held serve. We probably needed a little bit more, but you know, we win 3 out of 5, and you know that adds up 3 wins. But you know, today stings a little bit. To get in today's game, obviously, would have been a big one, and you know, they played a better game than us.
Craig Counsell talking about yesterday's loss for the Cubs. The good news is the Cubs won the season series with Milwaukee. So if they end up in a tie, they have the tiebreaker. The bad news is that 7 feels worse than 5. And you had the opportunity to get to 5. And Spiegs, you were getting ready for the Lynn Bramer tribute. I was here, and it was a long-ass game yesterday.
Yeah, like a 3-hour game that was 4-1.
It was ridiculous.
That's impressive.
Me and Tanya are just looking at each other like, when are we going to start this show? And then we found out, like, 4:55 is when we were going to start the show. Anywho, yesterday there were a lot of angry fans, and I think they are justified in their anger about some lineup choices that happened yesterday and a continued saga with one of the Cubs' best players.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. Kyle Tucker being back in, and the way that whole thing went down with the announcement of the, or the admission of the injury after the Jesse Rogers report of the injury, and then all of a sudden 2 days off was deemed plenty as the injury is healed, and then Tucker comes out and looks the way he did in 5 at-bats. He drew the walk, but there was a soft ground out to third. There was a soft ground out to first.
He continues to roll over on pitches that he ordinarily drives.
Yeah, and bat looked slow multiple times. It's like, well, what is suddenly healed? There's a couple things here to get to. The first thing on the Tucker injury, Sean Sears remembers, because we found this on a Saturday. I was watching the game and I heard Boog Shambi reference it on a Saturday, and we played it the next day. Sean, what is this, a month ago?
August 1.
Yeah, about a month ago, yeah.
All right, so August 1, Boog was talking about the slumping Kyle Tucker and shared this.
Here comes Kyle Tucker to the plate. He's been in a funk. There's no question about it. Now, he recently fouled a ball off of his knee, but if you remember back in early June, June 1st to be exact, he was sliding into second base and his right hand curled underneath him. He injured his right index finger. Look at the way the right hand gets under his body and eventually pops back out. But it forced him to come out of that game and then miss a game. And the hand really has not been right since then. So you're talking about 2 months of him playing through it.
So it wasn't like that was out there. So all of a sudden this story comes out.
Well, it's more specific. Jesse was reporting what the diagnosis was, that it was a fracture.
But I remember saying at the time on that Sunday morning, all right, the Beat's got to chase this down. Like, there it is. Boog handed it to you. Because Boog talks to people, asks questions, and everybody tells Boog stuff. So he shared it with you. It was right there. It's like, oh, boy. And then it didn't get chased down until now, after all this saga has come to fruition. Because what happened to Kyle Tucker is really kind of obvious. Like, this happens to people when there is a minor injury in your hand as a batter.
Makes it really difficult to hit.
And then it can get in your head.
Uh-huh.
As we talk about this, let's listen to Kyle Tucker explain what happened. It's from pregame yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, after, you know, sliding play in June or whatever, I just kind of started hurting over the next inning or two and whatever. And I just came out. I thought I just kind of jammed it or whatever. It was kind of swollen. Did some x-rays or whatever and looked fine. And so it was kind of bothering me. I don't know how, like, time frame wise after that. And did some more and said it saw a little, like, small fracture in there. But it was already, like, you know, a week or two or whatever after that. So where, you know, it was already healing. And, but I just kept playing through it. Just thought, you know, at some point it'd go away. And just kind of stuck around for a little bit, but I was playing and felt fine. So I was hitting the ball and everything. So it's just kind of how it went.
You did really well after the injury for about, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks, and then numbers dropped off. Was there something that you felt differently after that period of time that maybe helped you or caused you to change your mechanics at all?
I mean, I didn't really try and change my mechanics or anything. It might have gradually happened over time. I don't know. But I don't know. I was just kind of playing with it. And like you said, like, I was doing fine for a while. And obviously, after a while, it kind of turned. But I don't know if that's, like, you know, necessarily it, but or the reason why, but that's just kind of how things played out.
Is that making working through the adjustments a little more difficult because there's this idea where what was caused by the injury or what am I trying to work through? Is it mechanical? Like, there could be more questions that you're trying to figure out?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much it, like, really affected, like, my setup and, like, swing and everything. I mean, it didn't feel great at the time, but, I mean, I just kind of dealt with it. And obviously, you just make adjustments to go out there and play. And, you know, I'm sure other people have, you know, some things going on, too, that they just play with and make the adjustment with. So it's just kind of how things go.
So that's just kind of how things go. I get that that's how things go. But at a certain point, the powers that be, the bosses, need to step in and protect the ball club from the ego and pride of veteran players. And I thought, Lawrence, that the Cubs had a manager who wasn't going to fall prey to this, which is one of the things we see managers fall prey to historically forever. We saw it with Ross. We saw it with Madden towards the end. We saw it with much lesser managers than those guys. You see it all over the league, letting the pride and the ego of the veterans drive the bus. And now Tucker is not the only one I'm thinking about here. How long was Ian Happ allowed to stay in the leadoff spot as he was in decay?
How long was Dansby Swanson running around with a bad leg last year?
Yeah. I mean, like, allowing the veterans to dictate it is one way to win a room personally and as a personality, but you are the manager and you're a made guy. And when there are rookies who are options, Owen Casey couldn't have been here sooner. Owen Casey couldn't have been playing instead of Kyle Tucker for some of those Pittsburgh games against three righties. Matt Shaw couldn't play yesterday. That is the best hitter in the National League, not named Shohei Ohtani, since the All-Star break. He couldn't play yesterday. It is starting to feel like Craig Counsell plays to the favor of the veterans in a problematic way, when every great team needs excitable rookies who are unafraid of the moment to step in, especially in the dog days of August, man. Especially when things get hot and get tedious and you're fighting through it. That's why the Lord invented rookies for a baseball season, is to be used in spots like this. So I find myself disappointed at this overall truism that seems to be part of Council's MO that I didn't really expect.
You know how I'm pro player, right? This is one of those things where being pro player, one of the ways that you can protect players is protecting them from themselves, both publicly and privately. It's a disservice to Kyle Tucker to let him go out there playing injured. And I want to be very, very specific about that. This is not playing hurt. Playing hurt is, you know, I'm a little tight. My hips are a little tight. I got bruised yesterday because I got hit with a pitch. This is playing injured. And when you're playing injured and you're not producing, what was it, 3 weeks ago, we started talking going, you know, that seems like a guy who's got something going on physically.
Boog said it on the broadcast. He said it right to you. That it, the accelerator button is all screwed up. There's no power. So then he has to start changing this. He's got to start changing that, and it gets in your head. And some people think that, does Council say it in this cut, Tanny, that you're one swing away from turning it around? I don't know if that's in the cut that we have from Craig talking about it.
Well, why don't we let's hear what Craig had to say, because I don't know that I was on board with how he approached this.
I think that's kind of out there. He injured his hand in a slide. Initial x-rays were negative. Sat out a day. I think we had an off day. Sat out a day. Pinch hit the next day. And then he was kind of sore, but good to go. You know, he was sore for a little while, but was able to play. We did some more imaging, and it showed a small fracture that was healing. And you know, that's it. You know, is it possible that this has caused a kind of like through the playing through it change some things? Yeah, absolutely. I think it's probably likely that at some point that happened. But he, you know, he wanted to play.
Has there been any imaging since?
No.
Did you guys feel like the fracture is healed at this point?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hasn't been an issue.
So he wanted to play.
It's been an issue.
It's clearly been an issue.
And the idea of, we saw it, like, I don't like I appreciate Craig being honest about how that people who first guess this or second guess this are justified in doing it. What I don't like is we saw a fracture that was clearly healing. And I'm sure, you know, what really helps fractures is putting them in danger again with a guy who's out there going up against guys who are throwing 100 miles an hour. This is what I mean by protecting players. He's seen a dip in his production, which might end up causing a dip in what he makes as a free agent. On top of that, you have a fan base that was in love with him that turned on him.
You got an offense that's slumping, and you've got options.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, in the big picture of it, you didn't do your job of protecting him from everything that comes with it because you were afraid to put him on IL.
That's your gig. That's your gig.
Like, and put him on IL.
I find myself disappointed. It was Kyle Tucker who said to Jordan Bastion over at Cubs.com, at any point throughout the year, you're probably one swing away from turning things around, feeling great, or from something clicking to where you can feel something in that. And then you make it consistent with every at-bat. Everyone's one swing away from having a really good year. Now, that's interesting. I can understand that from a baseball player's perspective. I can, and they have to stay optimistic and all of that. But you're seeing this chaos.
Yes.
You're hearing a guy you've had conversations with. Craig said they had conversations. We played 4 minutes of it the other day. Kyle Tucker sounded like a lost dude trying to figure it out.
And I don't understand what would be the detriment to letting, and maybe we have like an occupational therapist or someone who does hand injuries that can explain it to us, because I don't know if I buy the idea of, well, he couldn't make it worse. It's twofold for me. One, you're not producing. Two, you're changing the way that you go about this because you don't feel comfortable. Those two things alone,
amen,
are enough for me to go, I know that you don't want to sit. it's better that you sit.
I mean, maybe it happens more than we realize that somebody's got a little something and they change to compensate. But the sport is so hard. It's so much harder if you can't be yourself. That's why you got to rest and reset and figure it out. And they finally let him rest and reset when it clearly was getting to him mentally. And frankly, they did that after it was getting to him mentally for what, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days? We saw Kyle Tucker throwing helmets around, being frustrated, kicking stuff for almost a week before they eventually sat him down when the booze came and he didn't run out the ground ball. Like he was up in his head. They were late physically. And I believe late psychologically on this, too. And part of that came when you had a kid who's here and producing. And then you hustle him back into the lineup yesterday.
That's another part that I just don't understand.
After the kid just had, like, he was the best run producer in your doubleheader sweep in a must-win series. You trot Kyle back out for that? Why not give him one more day and let Owen Casey play? What are we doing?
Why not make sure that you give him the day, have him not worry about any of this stuff as they get ready to take on Anaheim?
Don't deal with the home media. Don't deal with the home fans. Just sit one more day. We're playing well. Let's see. Why are you sitting Matt Shaw when you're playing well? What are you doing?
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, and I don't know what the argument is on the other side of it. Like, I try to be fair, and we'll get an opportunity, I hope, next week to talk with Craig. I just don't understand. I would like to understand it. And if the idea is, well, we're going to let him play through it, it seemed like a bad bet, and they got beat. It's a bad beat for the Cubs that they thought that they were going to be able to slow play this and the rest of the offense was going to be fine, when it's been clear that he has had an impact on the rest of your offense.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Matt Shaw slander that took place in pregame on Sunday, you know, about him, like, oh, he's had a good 2 weeks against some advantageous matchups. It annoys me. The fact that he's still hitting .900 annoys me. The fact that he sat yesterday after, like, being the reason you won in three different facets of the game the other night, with the home run for insurance, with the great bare hand play at third, you know, it's like, and the 11 pitch at bat to draw the walk against Mizorowski. I mean, that was the Matt Shaw game that night, and then he sits the next day. He's a rookie. He's all right. What are we doing? That was a rough day for Craig Counsell.
Think of how differently, and not the Cubs are still in a great position to make the playoffs. What is it, 98% chance? They're up 5.5 games on Cincinnati, who's trying to sneak into the wild card picture. Mm-hmm. So they're in great shape. But think about how differently we're talking about the Cubs if they win yesterday's game. If they take four in a row from Milwaukee and they're 5 games back. You can start having the conversation with 35 left to play. 5 games, yeah, that's way more doable than 7.
Imagine how much better you feel about yourself as a team, that you're playing well, even if you don't catch the Brewers. I mean, you kick starting the final 30, 35 games of the year, knowing that, man, we just took 4 in a row from them, whatever. Because I saw the stat, Chris Kampka had it. I think it's like 27-4. Are the Brewers, I'll find it. Like, they're dominating everybody else, but not dominating the Cubs. Here it is, that since July 6th, 27-4 versus everybody else, 3-4 versus the Cubs. So that's going to hold up. And if you're the Cubs, you'll be able to look at that. And if you do get them, if you get to the playoffs, you get them in the NLCS, you can hold on to that. But one more would have felt nice and would have given them a better shot.
All right, we've had our say. There are a lot of people that wanted to have their say with this. And we wanted to give you an opportunity to do so. So you can call up 312-644-6767. That's the phone number if you would like to talk about how this was handled, how the lineup was handled yesterday, and maybe your overall feeling on Craig Counsell. Because I detected, just from the interaction yesterday, looking at Twitch during the game, looking at our text line during the game, because I was here for it, I detect a small shift in feelings on Craig, and I want to explore that a little bit. By the way, tonight the Cubs begin their road trip in Anaheim against the Angels. Pregame coverage begins at 8 o'clock. First pitch is at 8:38 on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We will take your phone calls on the Cubs, Kyle Tucker and Craig Counsell. 312-644-6767. It's Spiegel and Holmes talking Cubs with you on the Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah. I'm going to count you down, okay?
In three, two, one. So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score.
So is this the regular version or is this the Dochi version?
Dochi.
Okay. Because I like both songs. The original is really good too.
You know, the version of Craig Counsell in Milwaukee. Pardon me, I used the cough button wrong. When
coughed and then didn't turn the mic off.
You didn't take your Odyssey cough button online seminar, did you?
I did not.
It took 3 hours. I don't know.
Craig Counsell in Milwaukee, where he used all the kids, all the rookies, all the young new guys, like with the force deficiency. That feels, frankly, like somebody that I used to know. You know what I mean? It seems like a different time now that he's here with some of the vets. He's kowtowing to some of those vets.
I saw what you did there.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
The tiny desk version of that is spectacular, of that song. Their vocals are amazing.
I believe it.
Was it Gautier? Is that the name of
Gautier?
The...
Yeah.
Okay. And then Dochi sampled it and turned it into a mega, mega hit with Anxiety because people at the Lollapalooza were over there singing that.
The Lollapalooza.
At the Lollapalooza.
Is that like the Facebooks over there on the Facebooks?
The Facebook.com.
Yeah.
It's another music festival. I mean, it seems like a natural segue here. We got some tickets to give away today at some point for those listening to the show.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Riot Fest on Saturday, the 20th of September, is going to be a vibe. I'll be there. Weezer's going to be there. Jack White's going to be there. And you could, when you hear this...
People always told me, be careful what you do. And don't go around breaking your girl.
Be caller number 6 to the contest line at 312-540-0670 when you hear that, and you'll get a pair of tickets to see those bands at Riot Fest September 20th, that is. The fest goes on 19th to the 21st at Douglas Park in Chicago.
I'm glad that you add the extra S. The extra S is very important.
For savings.
And thanks. I'm excited to see those bands. That's on us, but it's just funny. It's,
well, I gave you a couple.
I'm going to wear my t-shirt that says this band.
Yeah. Extra, I've got that over here.
Yeah. And the extra S is a differentiating thing.
Got you.
From...
And so I thought it was for savings. It's not?
For Stephen Douglas to Frederick Douglas.
I got it. I understand.
So you add that extra S there. It matters.
That's how you use the button, Speaks. Good job.
Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you very much. Hey, we got a full bank of calls. We want to talk Cubs. They want to talk Craig Counsell. We give them some hot Cubs takes on lineup usage, on kowtowing to veterans. I'm trying to set a record for the number of times I use kowtowing in the first hour.
How many is that?
That's, well, I think it's at least 4.
Okay, that's all pretty right. Good.
Thank you.
Let's see if we can get that, keep that going. I like that. I like that type of party. Hey, Brian in Rockford, you're on the score.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. So, I'm, in full disclosure, a Brewer fan. So, you can boo me off the air, but...
I don't.
My cough button works, too. So, anyway...
It's not really working great right now.
Well.
Is that what passes for Sports Radio Milwaukee?
Oh,
you know
snap.
What passes for it here? Me hanging up on you.
Oh, don't do it! Don't do it! No! No! Woo! Did we?
Yeah, I did.
All right, we did, huh?
I'd rather talk with Randy. Hey, Randy, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Great show as always. So I feel like, you know, Lawrence, you're right on when you say that, you know, he is probably kowtowing to the veterans. I just don't feel like there's support from the top down. Okay? First of all, Ricketts is not willing to open up the wallet. So Jed can't go out and get the veteran third baseman, right? So we got to go with the rookie third baseman. So Jed can't support Craig in his desire to have a veteran third baseman. It just goes all the way from the top to the bottom with the lack of support. I think they hired Craig in the first place for what you guys mentioned just a minute ago. They thought he's going to be able to come in and give us this manager who can operate on a you know, bargain basement budget here. And we'll pick up pitchers from Goodwill, and we'll get them back. And it's just run from the top down.
Well, hold on, Randy. And see, I disagree, Randy. And there's got to be some nuance in the way that it's discussed.
No, it doesn't.
It's not. Well, they're not a bargain basement team. They're trying to do this thing where they live just under the luxury tax. The competitive balance tax threshold, like they're the Braves, but they're not going
okay,
over.
But look at their pitching staff, Speed.
Yeah.
Look at their pitching staff. Where do they get those guys? They get them from Goodwill. and they try to get them back to health. We'll nurse them back. We'll milk a little bit more. We'll squeeze a little more juice out of these pitchers. We can take these guys that have not been good and make them good again. And they're doing they've done a great job of it, right? I mean, but they're getting that, you know, we don't want to go the extra mile and sign the third baseman that's going to have a great year for us. I just think it starts at the top with Ricketts. Jed's hands are tied.
But how does that affect – but why should any of that affect Craig Counsell's ability to make the best choices on the day-to-day? That's the problem.
No, yeah, I'm not exonerating that. You're exactly right.
Okay.
Shaw should be up in the order. You know, what if Craig's – is his ego. I mean, you were right on there. He doesn't want the rookie at the top of the order. He doesn't want the rookie in place of Tucker. I would hesitate to ask if it's Kyle Tucker's ego. I'm not sure about that. Maybe, I guess, if he feels like he's a better option hurt than Owen Casey is healthy, that might be ego, I guess. But I just think it's all jacked up, man. It's all messed up. And
thank you, Randy. He doesn't get to make that call. Kyle Tucker doesn't get to make that call. And for the record, Randy, I'm the one who said kowtow, okay? And that gets me up to 5. And Lawrence, I don't think, has ever even used the word, at least in my time of being his partner. I've never heard him say kowtow, and now we're at 6.
He said it several times yesterday, Speaks. Thanks for listening. What time did that concert start? You could have listened to the show.
I know, right? Should have contributed.
Sound check ran long. I was wrangling cats. Do you know how hard it is to get members of Urge Overkill to be cool during a sound check? Actually, Eddie was delightful.
Was that a name drop that just happened right there?
Yeah, go ahead, pick that up.
Yeah. Did Positive Bleeding by Urge Overkill. It was thrilling. It was exciting.
Let's go to the South Side and talk with Jason. Hey, Jason, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Also, thanks for booting that Brewers fan. We got to protect these Chicago airways.
Yeah, I feel, hold on, let me just give, because I've been talking with people inside the Twitch mob about this. I feel very strongly about this. You can come and hang out. If you're a Packer fan or a Brewers fan, you like the Bucks, you can come and hang out here. But let's not get disrespectful.
Yeah.
And you get disrespectful, you get gone.
Well, do you know what he was going to do? He was going to tell us that Craig Counsell was bad when he was there.
Sure he was. He needed to tell us all, I got to give you my Brewers fan credential. Just get to your point. Just, you know, you're a visitor here, sir.
Yeah.
You're a visitor. You're not like Jason absolutely. From the South Side who's with us all the time.
Yeah, Jason has never left, as far as I know.
Exactly. Two things, guys. I don't claim to have the savvy and wisdom of an MLB manager, but I definitely agree with you guys. The lineup from last night, it was just a bad call. I think you should ride with the momentum, you know, and Shaw was hot, Casey was hot. Also, with regards to the last caller, I feel that leaving Shaw at third base and not making the move for a third baseman was the right move. He's been hot since the All-Star break. And as a rookie, giving him that confidence, that boost of confidence, not only going into the playoffs, but also for his future career is the right call. Last thing that I'll let you guys weigh in on, and I don't necessarily know if this may be the deal, but what do you guys think about the idea that maybe they allow Kyle Tucker to make this call in regards to building trust and currency for when they ultimately are negotiating with him? Long-term deal.
I think it's an excellent point by you, Jason. Thanks for the phone call. I thought about that. But that, again, is another one of the things that protecting players is a big deal. And I consider Craig Counsell to be really emotionally intelligent, along with being really intelligent. If that's a factor, okay. I still don't think it's good, considering that there was evidence of a step backwards in his production. It's one thing if a guy, and for a while his production was fine, but once we got to the place where the production wasn't, you had an easy thing to be like, listen, we wanted you to play through it. In those first couple weeks you played through it, everything was fine. Mm-hmm. Since then, it has been a downward trend. We would like for you to take a couple of weeks off.
You know, there's some people that think that the scoop of the actual nature of the injury was from the team as a favor or from Tucker's people, either
let,
one.
Let everyone know that this is why I'm out here messing up.
Yeah. This slump should not affect what my dollar values are going to be, and if anything, you should know that I'm playing through something.
But the other part of this is for an organization that wants to tell you about 2032, there's a lack of foresight here. You want to get him healed as quickly as possible.
That's the thing. What really drives me crazy, because you remember I was praising the quickness of the roster churn and the role churn in the bullpen in April and May. You remember that? I was like, man, look, they're going for it with the Tucker deal, and then they're going for it with the aggression with which they're doing other stuff. They wanted to get Bregman, and Jed couldn't get the money to do that, and I wish they had done it. That said, Shaw has turned into somebody who needs to play, and good for him. But anyway, they were aggressive and in a go-for-it mode, and then that went away. It went away at the deadline, and it went away with, like, the severity to try and win games of consequence. These are games of consequence. Tommy Hotovy was on the station the other morning, and he said that Daniel Palencia, after he got that save, he went over to Daniel and said, congratulations on your first playoff save. That's what it feels like. Get ready for it. That's what it feels like. When Nico caught the line drive, I love that quote. That's the reality where you are. These are playoff games. how you sit Shaw and Casey when they've just helped you win three in a row in a freaking playoff game to rest somebody and to put Kyle back out there when he's not even remotely fixed is crazy to me.
David's in the city, and now he's on the score. Hey, David.
Oh, hey. Thanks for taking my call. I got a couple things that nobody else is really talking about.
Here we go.
Everybody's on board with Kyle Tucker being in a slump.
Okay.
But, you know, he hasn't homered since, July 19th, I think. Seiya Suzuki hasn't homered since July 17th. And Pete Crow Armstrong hasn't homered since July 23rd. I mean, there's three guys right there all slumping. They all need to be on the bench.
Well, that's the number one reason you're losing, is that your three boppers have stopped bopping at the same time. And you're built around them bopping. Remember early on, like where they were in the bopper standings, as I'm trying to set a record on bopping now. But like where they were on the home.
You make up your mind?
Nope. What do you want me to just kowtow to the listeners and give them something?
That's it. I'm leaving.
Six now?
Seven.
Seven.
Thanks for counting, Sean. Good on the
calendar. I'm calendars. Sorry. I'll get that. I got to get the other Twitter account pulled up here. There's a lot to do before 6 o'clock today, guys.
Well, just remember, Alex Kuhn is listening. Okay.
That's the worst part.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
And I hope that Alex is listening to this.
Turn it off.
Turn the show
off. That's what I'm saying. That's why I brought it up in the first place.
It's what I told him before he went on vacation. It's what I tell every goes on vacation.
It's what you and I tell each other.
Yes.
You know?
That's enough.
Unplug, go ahead.
Yes, it's okay.
You're not going to miss anything.
They're qualified people.
He's got us mixed in between this and then also like offensive line video breakdowns. I think that's what he's got going on in his flight back home.
Like we knew that Tanny was with the pit spitters, and we were like, hey,
good for him.
Hey, we're not going to send him weird stuff and sound requests until his ass gets back here.
I sent mine with that send later thing just so I could get it out of my system, and then he would just get it, you know, later at a given time. But yeah, no,
ridiculous.
Go away. And here's the other thing. When you're away, this is a radio truism. When you're away, the people on the show will probably make fun of you. And the listeners will probably say, oh, I really like this show. Why isn't this the show? Like, that's the thing. Like, we all end up with the backup quarterback thing. It just kind of happens.
They won't stop saying it, by the way. Every time Sean screens a call, guys, like, guys, is this going to be the show from here on out? It's really great. I don't know what. Something changed about
something
it over
changed.
The past week or so.
This is the best screening I've ever dealt with at the station. Sean Sears, elite.
Please, just give us your points, sir, so we can put you on the air. Like, they won't stop.
David had other points, too, didn't he?
No, he was done.
All right, good.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hello?
What's up, Steve? You're on the show.
What's going on, guys?
All good things.
I was highly disappointed about yesterday's lineup construction, seeing that Carson Kelly, Casey, and Shaw were in the lineup, and I just felt like yesterday's game was like a microcosm of how the Cubs have been performing, you know, a month and a half or an hour or so, and then you saw those three games where they won, they had, you know, Casey and Shaw, and you had a decent lineup in there, but then once Craig reverted to the lineup he had on Thursday, it just felt like the same old, because, you know, you have PCA, who is hitting cleanup, who hasn't hit a home run since July, and then you had Suzuki, who's dry, and then you also have Tucker, who's an automatic out, and it just boggles my mind that these guys are being put in that batting order. And another like unpopular opinion too is that I don't understand for the life of me why Moises Ballesteros isn't up, because he's actually producing and making contact, and he's making only 20 plate appearances. He's only struck out once, and he could be the team's DH because they're thirsty for hitting. So
yeah,
like,
but that's the only position that Ballesteros has, and you don't want to put Seiya in the outfield every day. So, unfortunately, I understand that. Moises, they should have traded Moises. If somebody wanted him, you have successfully turned that kid into an asset that you could have got something for. I would have traded him because he doesn't have a big league position at this point.
Want to hear something scary?
I do.
These are August splits for Pete Crow Armstrong.
Okay.
154, 222. 200.
Yeah. Well, there's a topic. Whew. There's a topic there.
Whew.
something Pete has. You know what I fear about Pete is that he's stopped being himself. Remember that whole thing the first couple of months? Like, everybody's got to make sure that he stays being himself. And maybe, you know, I'm part of the blame. I was screaming about him throwing the helmet and everything like that. But like, see ball, hit ball, free swinger. That's you right now. That's okay. That's all right.
The league is, they have functioned a little bit, and now they need to, they have scouted him really well, and now they need to.
You're right.
He needs to adjust back.
Well, I'll be interested. Like, this kid, Samuel Basalo, just got called up by the Orioles. He is the best bad ball hitter that there was in the minors, and they just gave him, what, 8 years and 60-some million dollars. And he already had, like, a rifle hit the other way that was, like, eye-high. That's just, you know, some people are like that. Some people are like Kirby Puckett or Vlad Guerrero Sr. or, like, PCA. Like, you can just hit it anywhere, you know, off your shoe tops and above your head.
I'm mad at myself. This was the break I was supposed to really crack down.
I thought about that. I wondered about that
too when I gave Lawrence the break sign right before he took that last call at 40.
I took it. Yeah, it's on me.
You know what's amazing is that before the show, Tanny, he put it on you.
Yeah, then said, what did I do?
You flashed the brakes on.
No, what, I put it on Sean.
He put it on me, and then you guys told me how great I was at screening callers.
That's right. Sean, what you should have
done. And I let
done,
it get to my head.
You should have gotten up, walked in here, me. And tackled Lawrence.
We talked about it too. This is what the meeting was about.
But then you scared him and said that if he did come in here, I'd beat him up.
We did talk about that too. I forgot about that part. I still would have done it.
We did talk about that. That's right.
You would have tried.
Yeah.
I would have tried. Like I said, I would just add length.
Lawrence is on one today. Shotgun and callers.
Guys, just stop bothering me. I got to answer this call.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we do need to take a break because we need to hear about one of the injured Bears and from one of the injured Bears and how injured he is and whether he'll be ready for week one. We'll tell you who we're talking about next here on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're going home.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on The Score.
Jalen Johnson, cornerback for the Chicago Bears.
He nice too, boy. He nice with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Playing DB for me is just another area of life for me as far as
stuff going to happen to you early in life, stuff going to happen to you late in life, and it's like, you still got life to live. So, I mean, for me, I don't get too caught up in it. It's like, at the end of the day, when you live long enough, you're going to mess up and you're going to do some good things. When you play DB long enough, you're going to give up some passes and you're going to break up some passes. So, I think for me, it's really as simple as that. I think, I know Medea said in one of her movies, or in one of the movies, I got to get them more than they get me. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like that's really the name of the game. I think, honestly, is just trying to not get got as many as less as you can, and then get them more as much as you can.
Jalen Johnson on with Uncle Shay Shay and Chad Johnson on the Nightcap Pod. I didn't know he was a Madea guy. We now have a bunch of things that we can throw into a new open for one Jalen Johnson. Opens the door quite a bit for us to throw some stuff in there.
Yes, 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 it does. Jalen has not been talking much because Jalen has not been playing much. So in camp, it's been like, man, that's kind of a noticeable voice we have been missing at the podium.
Yeah, it's nice to have his voice when it comes to some of the things that have been going on, because he was one of the truth tellers last year about this team. Here's what he told Uncle Shay and Ocho Cinco about how this team's identity has changed.
I think the message is different. Honestly speaking, I feel like it's one of those things where talking to him personally and listening to him in the team meetings, he's one of us talking. And when he gets up there, it's not like, okay, yeah, we're going to go out here, we're going to execute. And it's like, nah, it's just about whooping the guys in front of you, like really like dominating and instilling like your will. And I think really just preaching that goes a long way. Cause I mean, I feel like even in Detroit for a long time, they didn't have talented guys, but they had a lot of guys that had grit, as they like to say over there, and guys that worked hard, that are tough and things like that. So it's like him, that fits him. So just really coming for us. And I mean, even Dennis Allen, he's telling defense damn near, we live every day in practice. So just really that mentality as far as going and playing physical, is like really just honestly overdoing it, really is the thing that we think of really in the defensive room. And really what we say is like toe the line between going too far and really pushing the limits. I mean, Dennis Allen leading a hell of a defense. Coach
yeah, Coach D now.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
called
yeah.
a defense.
I love me some DA right now. He ain't rubbed me wrong yet. So I love DA. Al Harris, of course, is the DB's coach and teaching us and really showing us how to take the ball away. So I mean, for us on defense, we're not worried about setting that standard. We're gonna push the bar a little bit.
Man, I love that. The physicality that they're having as a defense and like pushing that to the edge. And there's confirmation from Jalen's perspective that Ben Johnson has brought the mentality that Dan Campbell got the credit for in Detroit.
Grit. That's one of the things you'll see all around the facility and all around Ford Field, is the concept of grit. I like hearing Jalen sound like he's having fun, because he hasn't sounded like he's having fun. How could he have fun over the last couple seasons of Bears football?
You ever have a job where you had to withstand some doofuses, you know? I'm setting them up, man.
That, as the kids say on social media, that's bait. Not doing
you never,
that.
Oh, you never had one?
Nope. Everyone I've worked with has been...
I don't mean in the past.
Level-headed and...
Oh, you meant now.
Smart and... Right. All that good stuff.
Yeah. Teddy, you ever have a job where you had to deal with some doofuses? Well, that's so you can relate to Jalen. Imagine being there last year and watching like, are you kidding me, Matt Eberflus? You're not even going to tell Tyreek you did something wrong when he actually got back in the Hail Mary. Just going to be over there nicknaming bees?
Like doing the best work of your career while you can't stand most of the people around you?
Yes! Wait a minute.
That felt very personal.
It really did. It really did.
Okay. Well, just remember, I've been here a while, though. Just remember that. Yeah. Too long, probably.
Yeah, but I've been with you for a lot of it.
Okay, yeah, let's move on.
And Lawrence was with you for a lot of it, too.
Yeah, not as much as you, though. Not as much as you.
Whatever.
Let's stay on football, and let's talk more about the Bears, because there's some interesting stuff going on in two particular rooms at Halas Hall. And we want to talk about those two position groups and think about it a little bit. By the way, Eddie Curry is going to join us at 4:25. We'll talk about Bulls Fest with him. Weedsy. is going to join us at 5 o'clock, and we actually ask him about his new job and everything else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there's a football game tonight, so we've got you covered for that.
Yes, and we're going to talk about your football team next here on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.